So what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This morning, we're going to be talking about our old friend, Roland Martin. Now, the reason why we're talking about Roland Martin today is because it was something that I said maybe a few years ago about our old Roland here. It seemed that I was accurate and spot on, and Roland is just maybe a part of the subject matter. But we're going to talk about how there's a class of black people that are rewarded to keep the oppression of the masses going. And like I said, Roland isn't the only one, but I'm just using him because he's somebody that everybody knows. So if we put this up on the screen, do you remember this footage that you're looking at on the screen? Roland is sitting outside of a polling place, and Roland at the time is crying. And a lot of people was clowning him at the time, but oh, look, why is he getting all emotional about some voting? And people was talking about that emotion about voting. But at the time, saying, it's a little bit deeper than that for Roland than just happy to see Trump get out of office. No, I said it was more to it than that. And I said, that man is crying because he was promised something, because Roland was going so hard in the paint for Biden and Kamala. I mean, he was attacking people left and right. He was like a dog let off of a chain about how he was attacking folks left and black people. Any black person that said anything contrary to what the Democrat Party say, Roland is just, you know, he would call people stupid, dumb, Simple Simon, MFers. Y'all remember all the things that Roland said, okay? Now, the past 4 years or so that Trump's been in office, Roland has been, I noticed that he ain't had no sponsorships. He was in his studio, you know, doing his thing. But after he got elected, I pointed out to y'all at that time, I said, yeah, he didn't got the bag since Biden. I said, oh, they made him a promise that if you deliver black folk and you do a good job, we'll pay you. Right? And I pointed out at the time, now this is the picture that I want to show you that solidifies what I said. If you look at the picture of Roland, he's about to get on the presidential jet with Kamala Harris. And he, you know, you see here, he's out there in front of the jet and he's saying, woo's a long day. He say he was up since 7 a.m. He only got 3 hours of sleep. He say he was glad he could be heading to Selma with Kamala. And then he says, you know, this is why black owned media matters. Now he says that, he means him. I told y'all that anytime Roland talks about media and advertising dollars, he's using black, but that black means Roland. Okay. Because if Roland was a true fighter of everybody black getting something, he wouldn't be quiet after he gets something. You remember before he got his sponsorships, he was all this black media. Oh, black media. See how black media don't get anything and they doing black people wrong and X, Y, Z. Oh, and then he gets his sponsorships and quiet. What happened to black media, bruh? What happened to that? I guess black media just meant you. Always pay attention to that. When somebody say black, what black people not getting, then they get it. They just get quiet all of a sudden. I mean, even if you got it, you still supposed to be on that because you know you're not the only one, right? But we don't need Roland to crusade anything. But what we're talking about with this picture here with Roland, like I say, it's something he posted publicly. This solidifies what we was talking about. Not only was he paid, but he's also have access. There's nothing Roland can say at this point that I can even take him seriously. Nothing. Because Roland is bought and paid for. Literally. He's bought and paid for. We know that this administration has been so anti-black. Now, this is supposed to be your black media guy right here. This is supposed to be your champion speaking up for black people. And, oh, he going to push back. And even after this trip, he already still complaining, talking about how the federal government don't spend more money with black media. He meaning him. I guess what, he didn't talk to Kamala about no money when he was on that jet. I mean, you should have went ahead and talked to her. I mean, you were right there with her. I mean, I think she can probably handle that for you. But Roland and his job and also the Congressional Black Caucus's job and any Democrat shields that you see out here, you name them, the Joy Reids, the Jason Johnsons, the any of them that is prominent that's out there talking supposedly for black people, they are paid, ladies and gentlemen, they are paid a salary to deliver the black vote. And they get a check, and the remaining population of black people get lint, get pocket lint. The Roland gets paid, and you gets nothing. Roland is doing real good, and the Asians got their hate crime bill, right? The Congressional Black Caucus, everybody's doing good. They're not worried about how the rest of you are treated. And we look at the Afghanistan people got money, right? We got to look at that. On top of that, Biden gave a executive order to the Asian community of $50 million. Now, where is Roland Martin and the Congressional Black Caucus fighting for executive orders for black people? They're not fighting it at all. They're not worried about black people. They are, as our sister Vicki Dillard say, white people's black people. I got to give credit to Vicki for saying that. They are white people's black people. And these are the black people that are bought and paid for to send out and talk to you. And then what this guy is doing, and many of them, they're trying to take the lexicon so they can try to still get in these spaces around other black people. And I know, you know, the focus has been, you know, disrespectful. You know, people have come into this country and trying to undermine. But you know what? We got folks that's been there for years. They got to get that smoke, too. It can't just be immigrants. It has to be these folks Roland Martin here, the Congressional Black Caucus, all these little organizations like the NAACP, the Urban League, all these different groups that's out here supposed to speaking for you that's bought and paid for. Right. And they've been undermining black folks for a long time, too. There's a lot of people that's black Americans that's bought and paid for right here. That's undermining us every freaking day. And we need to give that same smoke, if not more, to them, because they know better. They know exactly what the history is. They know we went through slavery and Jim Crow and redlining and all the crack epidemic and all of the white supremacist race soldiers. And we still dealing with that today. And these folks still will sell us down the river, bruh. And they're selling us down the river to get a check. And we got to turn up the heat on these black people, too. See, we'll talk about the Candace Owens and the Diamond and Silks and all these different people like that. Cool. But why aren't we turning up the heat on these people right here? They should have. They at this point, any black person talking about Democrat at this point, they got to get that smoke right now. They got to get it. When Biden just went up there and said, we're going to fund the police and fund them. And you sitting up there riding around with Kamala at this point. See, Roland ain't worried about no police. He not worried about that because people like him. Don't he have a Haitian background anyway? Don't he got some immigrant lineage from what I heard? You know, because let's call it what it is. And I said this before because it's just reality. Anybody that immigrates here, they're not coming here to fight against the system of white supremacy. They're not. They're coming to assimilate into it. That's why they have a problem with us, because we have historically not assimilated. We refuse to assimilate into white supremacy. We refuse. And they also come over here just to get a bag. Right. So, of course, our mere existence and what we say is a problem for anybody. And I say anybody, I'm not pointing at just one particular group. Anybody that immigrates here, we are a problem. And we also have shown that you don't have to assimilate into anything to get anywhere. But all of them, if you just look at the look of these people, I mean, they all got a look about them. They don't look genuine. They all look, I mean, just look into the eyes. They always say, if you look into the eyes of a man or a woman, you could peer into their soul if you just look at them long enough. And all of them had this lost look. Don't listen to what they say. Just peer into the soul. Look into their eyes intently when they're talking. They don't even believe what they're saying. They're only reading a script and do whatever they have to do to get their checks. Because, see, I'm a firm believer of if you get rid of these Democrats, you're putting all of them out of a job. And they need to stay out of a job because it's like this. If Black America can't get a check, which we need our reparations, right? Then nobody need to get a check. And Roland was one of the main ones that's against reparations. We've heard him say it. He ain't getting no reparations anyway. He's sitting up here saying that, but he's supposed to be this advocate for Black people. But he's against reparations, telling you you're not going to get it. Yeah, he's getting his checks. He's getting it. He can care less about the rest of you. I don't see how anybody sat up here and support this guy at this point. How are you supposed to be for Black people, but you're against reparations? How? How? I don't get that. Listen, I understand. Look, this, like I told y'all before, I have more respect for someone, and I respect more Candace Owens than Boulay Martin, because at least Candace Owens is open for what she is. We see who she is, and we can deal with Candace Owens for what she really is. Hell, I have more respect for Jesse Lee Peterson. You see who he is. But people like Roland is despicable because they will come among us, try to look and speak the language and do everything, but they're freaking undermining us the whole freaking time. These freaking Black Democrats that's running around, how is it we got so many Black Democrat representation and our community is still effed up? Why? I thought this representation matters, and in the minds of representation matters supposed to be, hey, they Black like me, they coming from the community, so that means they're going to go in there and they're going to go fight because they know what the community dealing with, and they're going to go hard in the paint for the community, right? And that's not how it happened. They go in there and they become a house Negro, and they're proud of it. And they're so far removed from the Black community, and the sad part is we got a class of Black folks that's really politically ignorant. And oh my God, most of the people that follow people like Roland and that class, you listen to them talk, and my God, they can't disseminate anything. It's sad. It is utterly sad to hear Black people that unlearned. And the sad part is a lot of times it's older Black people that are so unlearned. You have younger Black people that get it a lot faster. A lot of young brothers and sisters that's 19, 20, 21, 22, some of them 25, get it a lot sooner than people that have been living half a century sometime or older, or some in their 40s or whatever. In the midst of, you know, circling the wagons, in the midst of tightening up the tribe, you got to tighten up these people too, because these people too has been cutting our throats for years, 4 years. And they have been able to skate by with not much criticism. The Al Sharptons of the world, him too. Everybody talking about Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is no different than the rest of them. They were just tied in a lot more to get more of a bag. That's what that was. Everybody call out the preachers and all of that. And look, the Black preacher today, you already know his position. And rightfully so, because what a lot of them have done. If all of them that way, no, not all, but a lot of them are. But it's time for us to deal with these people who are traitors to the Black community and stay on top of them. Don't let them say a word that's anti-Black that we deal with them, because it would not be fair to come at, you know, the white supremacists or any other group who say something about us and let them make it. Some of the biggest disrespectful things that's been said or done has been by these people. Once again, I understand checking people who immigrate here and being disrespectful. Hey, I get it. I get it. Because they wouldn't allow disrespect in their country. I got it. But for me, the Rolands and the Joy Reids and all these other ones that's running around, these Democrat shields and Congressional Black Caucus and all these people like that, they have been hurting us in policy. They have been undermining us behind closed doors. They talk a good game, but they are pro-white supremacy. And it's time for us to deal with that. These people to always talking about misinformation. They always misinforming black people and leading you down the line to get nothing. And they have no problem with the Asians, the Arabs, the Hispanics, the East Indians, whoever else gets something out the deal. They don't care about that. They cool because they getting their checks, but the rest of you get nothing. See, Roland out here riding on presidential jets while the rest of you can't even afford a plane ticket nowhere. Understand? Because Roland helped deliver you up and deliver the votes. So black people, you Roland was one of the ones that encouraged y'all to go out and vote for Biden. And then now this man talking about fund the police. This man haven't done nothing about qualified immunity. You watch this man hand checks out to everybody like Oprah, you know, like you say, you get a call. Well, he's been handing checks to everybody. And you sitting up there just watching like Whoopi Goldberg and in Color Purple. You got something for me? You remember that part when you said that? That's how black people are right now. That one little scene, you got something for me? We always looking that way. But people like Roland and the rest of them, they living high off of the hog because they getting paid to deliver you up. Well, you know what? It's time to put Roland out of business. It's time to get the Congressional Black Caucus out the way. It's time for the Urban League to go. It's time for the NAACP to go. It's time for NCOBRA to go. It's time for all these groups to go. And it's going to take us to delegitimize these people, call them out when they speak at anything anti-black, and let people know they are not for the black community. They don't speak for the black community. They bought and paid for black folk, and we don't want them. You know what's going to happen to them when we take that type of stance? The white liberal going to say, oh, shoot, I can't use you no more. I'm going to go ahead and cut these checks off because you didn't deliver that vote. So right now, a lot of black people are upset. So they're going to go work in double time to try to get y'all out there this time. But you know what? I believe a lot of people right now, even some of the most hardcore people, have said, I regret. Oh, my God, I regret voting for Biden. I regret that. And we want you to put these people out of business. These people who sell us out daily. Remember, Clyburn talking about put up a bill for the $5 Indians to get land and some money. But he can't go talk about no black people in South Carolina and get them some money. Can't do that for black people whatsoever. And then when I did the research into Clyburn, he has $2 million in his campaign. $2 million. That's why he's arrogant to anybody run against him and say, if you want my seat, you could take it. Well, anybody else don't have $2 million. But you look at the people who gave him $2 million, it's all white corporations that give him money. Because he is white people's black people. He's bought and paid for. He sold out. And it's going to take the black community to run the sellouts out of those positions. If you want to get any headway in America. All of you who's in South Carolina or whatever state that you're in, they need to go. I see Raphael Warnock, you know, he's coming up for election again. Oh, they put a lot of money behind Warnock. Oh, I think he had about $30 million? I think they put behind him right now because they worried about Herschel Walker. They say Herschel Walker actually got a better chance of winning than him. And you know how I feel about it? Even though Herschel Walker is a bumbling idiot, I would prefer Herschel Walker get in there at this point than Warnock. Warnock ain't fighting for nobody in Georgia. He ain't done a freaking thing for black people at all. He's towing the line. And he needs to go too. Every last one of those Democrats that's already been in there, they need to go. And the message needs to be, the reason why y'all going is because you ain't do nothing for black people. That's why. And if you want to get somebody to get in there, you can't go because you burned your bridge. It needs to be somebody else that we know that we select to say, okay, you run because we know you come from the soil and you're going to fight for the community. That's the people that we need to get behind. That's the people say, okay, we all going to vote now. But anybody doing all this talking about Democrat and all at this point, and then people was all clapping all loud and shouting and screaming when he said fund the police, like, wow, really? Y'all celebrating that? That's a celebration? But that's how the Democrats felt the whole time. I told y'all, Democrats and Republicans are the same. They're both white supremacists. That is the enforcement wing of white supremacy. And they need them to keep black people in line. And people like Roland and the rest of them go along with it because they get a check. So in the words of Soulja Boy, black folks, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, black folks? What you gonna do? Are you gonna sit up here and reward these people again? You'll reward Roland again by delivering your votes so he can get a check? And the funny part about Roland, if I wrap this up, I remember me and Roland had a back and forth on Twitter. And it was about an ideological difference. Of course, we differ on ideology for sure. And, you know, Roland being Roland, because, you know, he's sassy. He had a lot of feminine energy. I don't even know who you are. He didn't say I was lying. I said, oh, yes, you do, Roland. Yes, you do. Stop lying. I don't even know who you are. I said, really? Okay. So then I dropped a receipt on him when I showed him how much he was watching my channel, because I can pull that in the analytics. Oh, when I dropped that receipt on him, he got quiet. He didn't want to argue no more. Then I'm like, hey, why are you quiet now, Roland? Right? Well, you know, he got quiet, and then what he ended up doing was blocking me at the time. Then he lied on me because I made a video about something he said, and, you know, they said, hey, Phil was saying that you had blocked him. And he said, I blocked him because he said the N-word. And I'm like, you freaking liar. I never said the N-word to you. I don't even use that word to nobody because I have a thing about that word saying that to black people. I can say in 1,000 words to you without saying that word. So I know you're a lie. I said, matter of fact, pull the tweet that I said that to you, because I don't even call nobody the N-word like that. I don't use that. So, you know, matter of fact, the funny part is his little homegirl, Reese girl, you know, the yellow female that he got on his show, that big nasty mouth of hers. Yeah, she blocked me too. I never said nothing to that female. And she blocked. I'm like, okay, I guess y'all was on the blocking spree. I never said nothing to y'all. I mean, that's cool. I mean, y'all do something, I'm still going to talk about you. I'm mad about you blocking. But all of them are bought and paid for. Bought and paid for. And as long as we allow the Stevens on the plantation, because all of them, Roland and Joy Reid and the Congressional Black Caucus, they Steven. They Steven from Django. All of them are. They no different than that character, selling us out. And what we going to do about it? Well, we got to get their employer out of office. And let's see what they do then. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the podcast today. We greatly appreciate it. It's your first time coming over. Make sure you subscribe. We want to make sure everybody come over and subscribe from all our channels. And if you make sure you click the like button, you click that like button and share that with 5 people. We will greatly appreciate you sharing this podcast. And also, if you can, please donate to the Dance and Dynasty team. They're making sure to put updates on what's going on with everything. Them acquiring a new place because they need a place. Those young girls are practicing at a mall in a place, and they kind of sharing it, but they need their own space. I really know they need their own space. And, you know, for the travel they're going to be doing this year. So they're raising, you know, funds to do that. You know, this particular team, they try to make it where it's affordable, because certain things that's private are very expensive. That I know when my daughter ran track, well, it was a lot you had to pay for that. Don't even mention if your child had to play volleyball. So we're asking that if the community can help with that particular project. We thank you for everyone who has helped so far. And like I said, it's for the kids. It's for the kids. So we got to support the kids. So thank you for listening, and see you next time.